Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I'm Deeksha Saxena, and today we will be discussing about key outcomes of German Chancellor's visit to India. We have with us Professor Gulshan Sachdeva, International Affairs expert. Professor Sachdeva, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you for having me.
Federal Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, Mr. Friedrich Merz, paid an official visit to India from 12th to 13th January. This was Chancellor Merz's first official visit to India and his first visit to Asia as Federal Chancellor. And this comes at a very important juncture in the India-Germany relationship because both the countries have completed 25 years of India-Germany strategic partnership in 2025, that's last year. And this year commemorates the 75 years of establishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries. During the visit, the German Chancellor had a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Total of 27 outcomes, which includes declarations and MOUs, were signed. And before we delve deep into the subject, Professor Sachdeva, one very important point which I would like to put forth is that both the leaders have categorically emphasized that India-Germany partnership is very important in the current evolving geopolitical situation. How do you view that?
I think you are right, because this visit was important both for India and Germany in the sense, of course, we do have very solid partnership already. As you mentioned, 25 years of strategic partnership, and we also have solid institutional mechanism to support this partnership. We have intergovernmental consultations every 2 years. The last intergovernmental consultations happened in October 24, where a large number of agreements and joint statements were agreed. But, you know, the geopolitics, as you mentioned, that's really is the key, perhaps. That's why, in fact, even the more emphasis this time was, of course, the economic issues, but also on defense security issues. Because what has really happened is, the German economy was very much integrated with the Chinese economy, and also the major export market is the US, and you also have strong transatlantic partnership. So they were kind of focusing within Asia, China, and within Europe, and also in the United States. But the way I think things have evolved in the last few years now, they have major challenge within Europe, particularly with Russia. China, the charm has gone. Of course, it's still a very important partnership economic for them, but they are really trying to diversify to other markets. The US, things are uncertain, particularly after, you know, the tariffs by Trump administration. And transatlantic partnership is still under stress. So within that particular context, I think the visit becomes very, very important because they are really trying to find other major partners where they can also have certain convergences, strategic convergences, and they also can diversify somehow their economic relations. So India, being a democracy, and also share certain concerns about rising and asserting China. And we have kind of common concerns and common interests within the Indo-Pacific region. So that perhaps also explains why after the European Union and the United States, I think his first major visit outside Europe was to India, and within Asia, of course, this is the very first country where he visited. That clearly signals that the kind of importance it has given. And similarly for India, I think India, in its own ambitions to become developed economy, Viksit Bharat by 2047, it has clearly identified Europe as a partner for trade, investment, technology, and also for our own green transition. And within Europe, within the European Union, Germany being the largest economy, obviously becomes a very important pillar of this relationship.
Prime Minister, while describing the importance of German Chancellor's visit to India, said that his visit comes at a very important point in the India-Germany relationship. So before we move ahead, let's listen to what Prime Minister had to say.
Chancellor Merz ki ye yatra ek vishesh samay ho rahi. Pichle varsh humne apne ranitik sajedari ke 25 वर्ष पूरे किए और इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों के 75 वर्ष भी मना रहे हैं। ये माइलस्टोन केवल समय की उपलब्धियां नहीं है, ये हमारी साझा महत्वाकांक्षाओं, परस्पर विश्वास और निरंतर सशक्त होते सहयोग के प्रतीक है। भारत और जर्मनी जैसे देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं के बीच करीबी सहयोग पूरी मानवता के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है।
Professor Sachdeva, you have very rightly mentioned the kind of factors which are shaping in when it comes to the relationship between India and Germany. Here, I would also like to highlight that one very important point which should be noted is that defense and security have featured largely in the talks and in the declaration as well. And both the leaders have also welcomed the signing of a joint declaration of intent to develop a defense industrial cooperation roadmap to promote long-term industry level collaboration, including technology partnerships, co-development, and co-production of defense platforms and equipment. How do you view this? And also, if you could just explain this to us, that is India planning to diversify its defense import?
Well, of course, I mean, diversification of defense procurement is always a major, I would say, objective. And the large objective, of course, is modernization of our defense forces and also making India, self-reliance within that. But you do need certain technologies, you do need certain imports. And within that context, I think defense and security also figured very prominently during this visit. Traditionally, our relationship with Germany was mainly trade, economy, technology, and also to some extent the renewable sector and in the development sector. We are, of course, in negotiations with Germany to purchase submarines, which negotiations are on. Maybe at some point of time they would be concluded. But the focus here was really how do we really collaborate with each other in the defense matter. And it's not just only India is actually building its defense industry. Even within Europe, there is a large emphasis now on building Europeans' own defense capabilities. The way I think the relations are developing between the United States and many European countries. And the Trump administration is also pushing more and more European countries to spend more on defense. And Germany, the last 4 years, the economy has been roughly in transition. And they have a huge funding proposals arrangement which they have done in the 500, 600 billion they are spending for pushing the growth. And large part of this is also in the defense sector. So they do have technological know-how, but they are also developing in many, many areas defense sector. So when we are talking about working together in the defense and security area, you work with any partner in defense and security only when you have certain convergence of broader strategic interests, which broadly we see in the Indo-Pacific and also within India's own neighborhood. They see that, there is a convergence of those interests. But here, the idea is really how they can help India's modernization and Make in India program. Similarly, in many areas, India has its own technologies and its own strength. When Germany is also expanding into many, many areas of defense, so Indian companies can also really kind of, partner with many of the German companies as well. So I think this is one area which figured very prominently. Prime Minister also mentioned that we have been working mainly in the economic areas with Germany, but we also need to have a strategic dimension to this. And I think this is one area which were very, very clearly mentioned. It came out very clearly in the joint declaration, and we also have a bilateral defense industrial roadmap cooperation. So I think one can see many things happening in the defense sector in the years to come.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz described the India-Germany relationship as a strategic asset for Germany, and he also very categorically mentioned that India is an important trading partner for Germany. So before we progress, let's listen to what he had to say.
It's no coincidence that India is the first Asian country I'm visiting as Chancellor. It comes at a time where profound global changes are challenging us. Technological transformation and geopolitical uncertainty affect the way our economies operate and compete. Against this backdrop, the partnership between Germany and India is a strategic asset.
Professor Sachdeva, also now when we move towards the trade and economy, bilateral trade has reached a record high in 2024 with positive trend continuing in 2025. And for the listeners, I would like to inform that at India and Germany, bilateral trade in goods and services surpassed US$50 billion in 2024. So, which amounts to over 25% of India's trade with EU. So, what are the possible partnerships which both the countries are exploring when it comes to trade?
Well, trade is, in fact, since they are part of the European Union, So obviously the competency in the trade and investment is in with the European Union, and we are under very serious negotiations with the European Union on three different separate agreements, one on trade, one on investment protection, and the third one is on geographical indications. And there is a very strong indication from both sides that when India-EU summit is going to take place by the end of this month, there is a reasonable, in fact, very strong possibility that we will be concluding negotiations, or maybe we may be able to sign a trade agreement by then. And Germany, being the largest economy, for many years, Germany has been pushing for trade agreement with India. And since it also has this solid weight within the European institutions, within European institutions, within the EU, it's also pushing for early negotiation or the conclusion of these talks. So we only hope that when the India-EU summit takes place, if we are able to conclude trade agreement with the EU, we already have now certain templates are there since we have already finalized our trade agreement with the UK and also with the EFTA countries. And the last few years we have also signed many agreements with Australia, New Zealand, UAE. So there is a mood towards this, and now the geopolitics also is really pushing both the partners to have trade agreements as soon as possible, because as both are also, the EU has also negotiated bilaterally with the US, India is continued to negotiate with the US. So the multilateral trading system at the moment is in a serious trouble. But both India and Germany, being part of the European Union, they really support a multilateral trading system. And I think this will also signal two major partners, two major economies, actually, if they are able to sign trade agreement, that will be really helpful for the multilateral trading system. So I think this is what they have discussed. And this has been the kind of, the core of our relationship anyway between India and Germany, and of course, the technology and other areas in which we have been working.
Professor Sachdeva, since we are progressing towards the end of the discussion, I would like to speak to you about the one very important feature of India-Germany bilateral relationship is the people-to-people ties. So the Foreign Secretary in his briefing also mentioned that there is the growing Indian expatriate community in Germany includes students, and today there are nearly 60,000 Indian students in Germany and nearly 3 lakh people of Indian origin in Germany. And for the German authorities to consider putting dedicated institutional agreements in place to look at issues related to the community. How do you view this?
Well, I think this is one area in which we have really done pretty well in the last few years. Germany, because they have the kind of demography they have, they are always looking people from outside. And they feel that Indians have really well integrated into the German society. They are contributing significantly to their industry, their commerce, and areas where they are working. And since now there is also pressure from some other countries, particularly the United States and other, where the visa and student mobility is becoming restricted. So Germany is becoming a very important alternative to many of the students, and also for mobility. As you mentioned, already we have 60,000 students in Germany. And in 2022, we also signed a migration and mobility agreement with Germany, through which the German government is quite keen to facilitate legal migration in particular areas in which there is a labor shortage in Germany. And Indians, particularly in the healthcare sector, in the ICT sector, they are moving into some of those sectors. And Germany is one country which is really relatively open towards migration that the German government do need, and they are really looking forward to welcome Indian students, and also if they can later on even settle within Germany. So Indian government is also kind of trying to facilitate some of those migration and mobility, because migration and mobility is an area in which competencies are with the member states. So we are signing those agreements not just only with Germany, we signed with France, we also signed with Italy and with other Denmark and other countries. So this is one area I think a lot of action is likely to happen in the coming years, and I think both the leaders have clearly identified, and this is also reflected in the joint statement as well.
Listeners, you can listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. Professor Sachdeva, thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on the India-Germany bilateral partnership. Thank you for joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Spotlight.